I had no idea. I was nominated for the Barrack Trooper of the Year, and from that, they pulled the Agency Trooper of the Year, but I was totally shocked, and actually, I still am quite shocked, to be quite honest with you.
And you're getting some publicity from all this, too, huh?
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of publicity, that's for sure.
So tell me about, I understand that you really have done some remarkable things when it's come to tickets. How many tickets were you able to write, I guess, in the past year, or that has really kind of elevated you to such an honor and such a recognition?
I think I've issued just short of 10,000 tickets since I've been with the state police. My career started in 2008 when I was stationed down in La Plata, January 2008. And then I was able to be transferred up to Bel Air about 2 years ago now, and I'll just continue what I learned down there.
And did you say 10,000 or 7,000? What did you say?
Just short of 10,000 tickets.
Just short of 10,000. Okay. And but that's something that you're really proud of, because I'm sure some of our listeners, if they got a ticket from you, are like, what? So tell me why that's important to you, that you're actually, I mean, being a road trooper is a pretty tough job, right?
It is. You're away from your family a lot, you know, and it's just not about tickets, you know. It's about interaction with the public and, you know, making that traffic stop. And the more people you meet, you know, most of the people are good people, you know, during the traffic stop. It's not just about issuing a ticket, you know. It's about trying to educate people and make them aware of what's going on the roadways, especially with all the fatal crashes and crashes in the area. Everything's so developed now, it's, you know, it's tough. And it's tough to be out there on the roads, and I'm sure everybody sees it.
And particularly where you are at the Bel Air Barrack, I mean, you cover a pretty big area, right?
That's correct. You know, at the Bel Air Barrack, we're a full-service barrack. So, you know, we handle everything from traffic crashes to assaults to domestics to stabbings to you name it.
And I know there were a couple other reasons that the state police recognized you as being Trooper of the Year. One had to do with, I think, a pharmacy drug ring, and then another one with some gang investigations. Can you tell me a little bit about both of those?
That's right. The pharmacy, the prescription pharmacy thing, just started out as a call at a local pharmacy for a fake prescription, and we did a little bit of digging. We had some extra time, so we went over to the next pharmacy, and it turned out that the individual tried to pass a fake prescription there, and you know, when the guy came back to try to pick up his fraudulent prescription, we arrested him and were able to interview him, and you know, it kind of through that interview led us to more information, you know, through not only the state of Maryland but also through Pennsylvania and Delaware, that he was doing this for a while, and turned out that he was printing fake government documents also.
And how does making an arrest like that and closing a case and getting, you know, being able to get somebody off the street like that trooper, how does that differ from doing road patrol work? I mean, is it a different kind of completion of your work, or is it a different kind of feeling that you get when you're doing one part of the job versus another?
It was actually, that was actually a call that we got for service that day. I was field training a trooper at the Bel Air Barrack, Trooper Bracken, and that was just one of the calls we got for service, so I think prior to that, we actually went to an accident call. So you really never know what you're going to get, you know, call to call or even traffic stop to traffic stop.
What's your favorite part about being a Maryland State Trooper?
The diversity in the job. You can go from, you know, a traffic stop to just the other week I did a event for the Boy Scouts over at St. Stephen's Church that I do every year. It's Pinewood Derby. And, you know, just interacting with the public. You know, some people have the perception that, you know, the police are out there to get you, but that's totally not true. You know, we're out there to try to help you, you know, and save lives doing it, and I think we do a wonderful job doing that.
How about the most dangerous or point that you've been, I guess I know you're a fairly young trooper, but what do you think has been kind of like the point where you went, oh, my God, did I do the right thing? Did I make the right choice? Was there any of those moments yet?
Not particularly one moment that stands out. A lot of times during the heat of the moment, you kind of don't see things until, you know, until you're done and you're over with, and you're like, oh my gosh, you know. But probably the most dangerous part of the job is just the everyday, you know, routine traffic stop, so to speak. So just walking up on a car, especially at night, is somewhat scary at first till you get used to it, but I don't think you ever really get used to it.
had any crazy people that you've pulled over or crazy antics that they've shared when you've made some traffic stops? I'm sure you've heard all kinds of things about people trying to get out of tickets, right?
I have. I've had some memorable experiences, to say the least. I would say that honesty is the best policy. But, you definitely hear some stories, that's for sure.
And what would you like to do in the future? Anything else you want to try and do in the state police? Or are you going to continue to work the road, or do you want to get into any kind of investigative part?
Well, right now I'm eligible to promote next year, take the promotions test, so we'll see how that turns out. But I definitely would, like to promote up and try to spread some knowledge and experience that I've had with younger troopers. I really enjoy field training and passing some of my knowledge and wisdom on to some of the younger guys and girls coming out of the academy.